You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson, 2004 Olympian, four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
Listen, I can't make you strong. I don't have the ability to make you strong. I don't have the wherewithal to make you strong. I don't have the power to make you strong. I don't make bones, ligaments, tendons. I don't make skin. I don't create physiological structures. I don't do any of that. I can write down numbers on a paper. I can sit there and I can motivate you. I can yell and I can scream, but I can't make you strong. I can't lift not one weight for you. I can't jump under the bar for you. I can't push you. Hell, I can only spot you. I can't change the pin on the weight for you. I can't make you run any faster, and I can't make you go any slower. You have to make yourself strong. What you believe in and what you believe that you can do is what will help you get strong. To take that pin and move it from 20 to 30, or take that pin and move from 30 to 60, or take it and move it from 60 to 90, or take it and move from 90 to 110, or to do 11 reps instead of 10, that's going to get you strong. Showing up on time and doing more reps is going to get you strong. I cannot make you strong. You have to make yourself strong. And until you get to that point that you are ready to bleed and to die and to sweat and to cry when you lift weights, you will not be strong. For those of you all who have lifted and you have never cried in the weight room, you're not going to be strong. You're going to think that you're strong. But until you jump your ass under that squat rack and you lift until you cry, you are not strong. Until you jump under there and you hit rep 15 or rep 20 and you go to rack the weight and somebody grabs the bar and makes your ass step back and drop back down in the hole for another 7 or another 10 and put their hand on the chest until you're hollering and screaming, you will not be strong. Until you're crying and the tears are running down your face on the bench press, you will not be strong. Until you can grab the dumbbells, grab the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s, and the 10s, and do a drop set all the way down to 10, and then bring yourself all the way back to 60, and then a drop set all the way back down to 10, and then bring yourself all the way back to 60, and then a drop set all the way back down to 10, and then bring yourself all the way out to 60, until you holler and scream, and your hamstrings are screaming louder than your biceps are, I say you will not be strong. Some of you are not strong because you are mentally weak. Stop telling me that you want to be a world-class anything. You are a world-class liar. You do not have what it takes, and I cannot give it to you. But you can still get it. It doesn't come from me. You don't have what it takes, and I can't give it to you, but you can still get it. A lot of people think that the answers in life exist within you. The answers in life don't exist within you. They exist without of you. They're outside of you. You have to go find them. You have to find your why. When you're in the weight room and you get tired and you start getting fatigued and you don't think you can handle the next rep and you fall down, you haven't found your why. You don't know why you're in there. You don't know why you're doing the rep. You don't know why you're running the machine. You don't know why you're... If you don't have a why, if you don't have a why, you will never become the thing. Whatever thing that you want to be, you can't have it without your why. Saying, I want to be a world-class athlete, or I want to be an Olympian, or I want to be a national champion, or I want to be a PhD, or I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a best, that all that stuff is good. That's cool. That's fine. Those things cannot be accomplished without the why. And you are not as strong as you need to be because you don't have a why. It's not about posting some stuff on social media and having those people, you know, be accountable to you. It's not about looking at somebody next to you on the treadmill and then moving your number up because they moved their number up. It's not about seeing what somebody else is lifting and then trying to outlift that. It's not about that. Those are external factors. You need some intrinsic motivation, but you have to find out what you need to put inside of you. You can call it what you want to. You can call it God, Jesus, Buddha, the universe. You can call it whatever you want to. But you need to call on something that is bigger than you to help you do something that is bigger than the thing that you've ever done. I choose Christ. I choose God for me. You need to find something for you. You need to find out your why. Because if you don't have a something to talk to you about or talk on or to say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, if you don't have that, if you don't have I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, if you don't have that thing, you're not strong enough to do what you need to do. You don't have a why. You need a why. Don't run around here telling me you want to be an Olympian. Why? Why do you want to be an Olympian? Why do you want to be a world-class athlete? Why do you want to be a 4.0 student? Why do you want to be a state champion in wrestling? Why? Don't tell me because I want to win. You need to find a why. Your why has to be bigger than your accomplishment. Your why has to be the pilot light that's on the inside when the house and the world is cold. And there's nobody offering any heat for your situation. Your why has to be the pilot light that's going to keep you going. Yes, I can motivate you if you have a why. Because I can come in and throw some gas on your why and we get this fire and this party started. But if you don't have a why, there's nothing I can do for you. Sit down and find out your why. I've watched so many kids go up to college, NCAA institutions, state champ, wrestlers, all XYZ state, all they had all that stuff going, but they didn't understand why. They didn't know why. So then they don't graduate from school because they don't have a why. They don't have a why. They never become a national champ because they don't have a why. They never become great because they don't have a why. Sit down and find out your why. Because at the end of the day, weightlifting is not about lifting the weights. Weightlifting is a character lifting exercise. And as your character is built and as you get stronger, then you will lift more weights. It's not a function of muscle. Muscle gets built over time with reps and maturity. But your ability to put on the weight that you need to put on in order for you to build the way that you need to build is an exercise in your character. It's an exercise in your ability to persevere. It's an exercise in your ability to suffer. It's an exercise in your ability to go through bad stuff and come out on the other side okay. Those are the reps. You need, listen, I'm all about sets and reps and all that stuff in terms of the philosophical approach of lifting, but and although I'm not a true high intensity guy, I do believe that you need to go to failure. And it's not about a philosophical approach or pedagogical approach in terms of weightlifting, how you teach weightlifting, is that you need to teach people how to go until they fail. Because failure sometimes is a mental thing. You need the drop sets to failure. Because in your mind, you think you're failing, but the reason why you failed is because you thought you couldn't do anymore. Not because you couldn't do anymore. Because you don't have a why to eke out those last couple of reps when you get tired. And that is why you could be a 28, 22-year-old man and hop on the mat with a 40, 42, 44-year-old retired something or other, and that man can beat you down. It's not because that man is stronger than you. It's that man has done more character weightlifting reps than you have. That man pays a mortgage. That man has kids. That man has responsibilities. And that man is just stronger than you are. And it's not about the weight. And my shoulders and all that stuff are hurting. Listen, I haven't done enough workout or lifting or bench press to put 275 on the bar. I put 275 on the bar and I repped that thing out like a champ this morning. Why? Because I felt like it. And when I feel like sliding them three plates on in a couple weeks, I'll do that too. And it ain't got nothing to do with my chest muscle or my shoulders. Find out your why. Find out why you do what it is that you do or why you think you do what it is that you do. And your why will be the pilot light that will light your situation. That can't make you stronger. Only you can do that. But the answer needs to be in you, but the answer is not in you. The answer is outside of you. So you have to find out the thing outside of you to charge and energize the thing in you. So that when it gets in you, then somebody can then motivate you. Because if you don't have that thing, the person who's trying to motivate you is just chatting. I can't talk you into greatness. No. Doesn't work like that. I can't even coach you into greatness. Doesn't work like that. I am nothing but a facilitator of the growth process. That is what I do. You need to find your why. This is Dr. Ferguson. Have a super fantastic day. And remember, for me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.